Progress was made and plans to renovate Chief Shake's tribal house on Shake's Island. The Wrangell Carving Shed Committee reviewed and discussed Thursday an assessment of the house from a Juneau-based architect. Travis Miller of MRV Architects says significant rot was found on the support beams and leaks were coming from the roof.
The worst rot is at the plate line of the building where it comes down to meet the floor, which is just above the ground line. The traditional building, the way it was put together, I guess it wasn't so much design, but the exterior wall is built up of solid cedar planks that key into a large beam at the bottom in there, and that the water leaks down or runs down along the wall and into that keyway, and there's a lot of rot along that.
Miller says despite the damage, the house could still be salvaged. He says the next step is to put together a design team, conduct a conditional survey, and come up with an estimate.
The biggest component of this is going to be the structural and architectural. Electrical, there isn't a whole lot there. Civil is relationship to the ground plane and the support and how that. So they're going to have probably even less impact. But we've got to line all those people up, and that's going to take time.
Miller says the survey will have to wait until the beginning of next year. He says for now, MRV can give the committee a solid estimate on the construction of the carving shed and design fees.
Because it's basically a new building, we can run dollars per square foot number against the square footage of a 45-foot by 90-foot building, and it should be fairly easy to give them a number, and that can all be done before the end of the year.
Overall, Miller says he applauds the shed committee's efforts to work on Chief Shake's house.
There isn't a lot of history in Southeast Alaska that's been salvaged. Unfortunately, Alaska has a transient mentality, people coming and going, and luckily you have this committed group here who wants to try to resurrect and repair and renovate and turn this facility back into something significant.
In the meantime, the Shed Committee will try to secure grant money to help fund the project. The project should take at least 6 months to complete once everything is in place. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.